Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Some might think that summertime was a slower time in the world of trademarks and the world of law, but the summer of 2019, as I record this in August, has been quite busy in the world of trademarks. And I thought it would be useful to spend the next couple of minutes just catching up on a couple of recent and hot and briefer items that maybe don't necessitate a full podcast and talk about all these developments in the summer of 2019. So I get these developments. I stay in touch with these developments in a variety of ways. I subscribe to newsletters from the USPTO and from other trademark attorneys and law firms. I read blogs. I'm active on Twitter with other trademark lawyers and academics. And probably the most important source is that I often attend the quarterly meetings of the Trademark Public Advisory Committee at the USPTO. Those meetings are actually webcast as well, but I generally go in person since it's about 7 miles from my office. And there was a meeting just 2 or 3 weeks ago where a lot of these topics were covered. So the first one is this new rule that foreign applicants outside of the US, basically anyone, whether they're an individual or a corporation that is domiciled outside of the United States, will now, as of last week, have to designate a U.S. attorney when filing a U.S. trademark application. In the past, anyone could file with or without an attorney. Now, since this new rule went into effect, U.S. applicants can file without an attorney, or what's known as pro se, but foreign applicants must have a U.S. attorney. This was done to combat or to help deal with a huge influx in filings from China over the last few years, many of which have troublesome evidence of use or questionable specimens and other issues. And so the USPTO did this to help stem the tide of that. And I'm going to actually cover that in more depth in another podcast coming up. But the important thing to know is that if you're outside the US, you must have US counsel. And if you already filed an application, when you respond or update anything at the USPTO, you will need to designate U.S. counsel if you're a foreign person or foreign entity. Other development at the USPTO that was covered at the recent TPAC meeting was new rules about specimens that are coming in the next few months. And that's going to make it a little bit more challenging for some applicants to provide proper evidence of use. And again, it's an effort to help weed out some of the applications or registrations that have questionable or sketchy evidence of use. So when capturing a website, applicants will have to include the URL and the title and more information about where a screenshot came from. When using a tag or a label as evidence of use, it will have to be actually connected to a physical product. And as part of this initiative, the USPTO is going to require logins for all users when filing anything at the USPTO to help ensure that the USPTO knows who they're communicating with and that they're communicating with the proper person. Other trademark developments over the summer is news that all types of filings at the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board have increased this year. Application filings have increased, but only slightly over prior years. The rate of increase has actually declined for the first time in many years since the Great Recession. But the filings of cancellations and appeals and oppositions and extensions of time at the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board are on the increase. And that means that anyone dealing with cases before the board is likely to see further delays in the amount of time that matters take before the board. Last week, there was a great article that related to trademarks in the Wall Street Journal. It was about the New York Subway's effort to rebrand the transit cards that you use to store funds when you're getting on and off the train or bus in New York. And I think this had previously maybe just been called the Metro Card, and they decided to rebrand it to come up with something catchier and to launch. I think it's also a newer, better card and system that they have, which was the impetus for the rebranding. So they came up with what I think is a very nice name called Omni, O-M-N-Y. So it's a play on words with the N-Y and the double meaning there. And it's a nice name. The article in the Wall Street Journal, if you search online for Omni Card Wall Street Journal, you'll find the article, talks about how difficult it is to come up with a good name, that you have to consider all the different meanings and connotations of names, consider what competitors are using, and making sure that you're unique. The one thing that the article lacked was a discussion about trademark protection and about whether or not they had actually cleared the name with their lawyers and how difficult that process might have been. But I was pleased to notice after I read the article that the New York Transit Authority had filed several applications already to protect the Omni trademark and brand. Other news this summer is really a repeat of old news, which is that scams targeting trademark owners continue to proliferate. They keep using new addresses from time to time, and they keep tweaking their names from time to time. But several of them now have names that are very similar to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And they're providing deceptive information about renewal deadlines and dates. And they're confusing as to whether or not they come from the government or from a private offer. And they're also misleading or confusing as to what services they actually provide, whether attorneys are involved, whether they're actually doing a proper job in filing what they say they're going to file. Lots of problems with scams. I'm getting calls and emails almost every day with people asking me, hey, is this real? What do I do with this? It's almost always a scam if it's not coming from your lawyer or the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in Alexandria, Virginia. Finally, one fun thing, I recently talked to a journalist about celebrity trademarks, and there's been a real large number of stories about celebrity trademarks in the news this year. Kim Kardashian, other celebrities in the news, sometimes good, sometimes bad, about their efforts to protect brands or protect children's names. And Cardi B has been in the news with her Ocur sound. And I think this is a good trend. It's interesting that it's actually getting the attention of paparazzi and celebrity reporters talking about trademark law. And they almost always bungle something about actual trademark law or trademark applications or trademark registrations in these stories. But I think that we will continue to see these stories proliferate because celebrities more and more are brands, and celebrities more and more are creating brands that are extensions of their personas to cash in on their notoriety and their fame. And whether they launch businesses that are selling apparel or selling skincare or selling any type of product or service, or whether they're just lending their name to endorse other products and services, or whether they're just protecting their name for their entertainment services or musical services or athletic services that helped make them a celebrity, trademarks and celebrities are going to continue to grow and intersect as we go forward. So I hope you enjoyed that fun roundup of summer 2019 trademark news. Stay tuned for more trademark stories on this podcast. And if there's something you'd like to hear me discuss that's been in the news, or that's an issue or a question that you've got, reach out to me and I'll be glad to cover it in a future podcast. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.